In the day's other news, the U.S. Gulf Coast battened down for Hurricane Sally's arrival later tonight. It's expected to hit east of New Orleans with up to 2 feet of rain. Another hurricane struck Bermuda today, and two more are brewing in the Atlantic. We get more from Ken Graham, director of the National Hurricane Center. He spoke with our Stephanie Tsai earlier.
Ken Graham, thank you so much for joining us. You know, the governor of Louisiana said that for a lot of people, Hurricane Sally seemed to have come out of nowhere, rapidly forming into a hurricane just in the last day. What does the current forecast, Ken, tell us about where it's heading and how strong it will be?
Yeah, looking at 100-mile-an-hour winds right now, so significant hurricane. And actually, looking at this, I mean, the tropical storm force winds extend out over 100 miles. But the real story here is slow, and that is a big problem. So if you think about this being 1 p.m. Tuesday, this is 1 p.m. Wednesday. In 24 hours, that's not a lot of movement. So the problem is, with a slow storm like that, that just compounds the issues with rainfall, storm surge, it's going to be water. You're going to see that storm surge from Louisiana all the way back to Florida, and torrential dangerous rains as well from Mississippi, Alabama, the Florida Panhandle, even into Georgia. So significant issue with the water, slow storms, that just compounds the issues.
Yeah, and a lot of times there's focus on the center of the hurricane and when it hits landfall. With Hurricane Sally, are we more concerned with the prolonged impacts?
Absolutely. You know, let's look at that. So, you know, you have the cone. So the cone really is where two-thirds of the time we expect to have the center. But the impacts are well outside of it. I mean, you look at this rainfall well outside of the cone. That's a huge area of rainfall. But the other part of this is the dangerous storm surge. That's historically the leading cause of fatalities in these tropical systems. So you look at some of these values from southeast Louisiana to portions of the Mississippi coast, 7 to 11 feet, but even 6 to 9 feet, 4 to 6 feet, 5 to 8 in Mobile Bay. So from Alabama, the Florida Panhandle, the Mississippi coast to Louisiana, just dangerous storm surge. And that, it makes it very dangerous to travel. And a lot of those areas, if you know, the local officials tell you to leave, it's just so important to not be in those dangerous locations.
I know you all were predicting a very active season. You're now monitoring 5 Atlantic cyclones at the same time, only the second time in recorded history for that to happen, even running out of names for these hurricanes. Ken Graham with the National Hurricane Center, thank you so much for the latest.
Thank you.
There's also new evidence that the Arctic is rapidly heating. Scientists in Denmark and Greenland report that a huge chunk has broken away from the Greenland ice shelf. A satellite study estimates it to be about 42 square miles. That is nearly the size of San Francisco. Cases of COVID-19 top 29 million worldwide today as the pandemic persists. That includes more than 6.5 million in the United States. But new cases in the U.S. have declined about 17% from 2 weeks ago. The rate of new deaths is also falling, even as total deaths nationwide approach 195,000. The besieged president of Belarus traveled to neighboring Russia today, seeking support against mass protests after 26 years in power. Russia's president Vladimir Putin met with Alexander Lukashenko in Sochi. Putin promised a $1.5 billion loan. He also warned against foreign interference.
We see what kind of domestic political events are happening in relation to the election in Belarus. You know our position well. We are for Belarusians to sort out this situation themselves, without any tips and pressure from outside. They should come to a common decision.
On Sunday, an estimated 150,000 people took to the streets of Minsk, the Belarusian capital. They say that Lukashenko rigged his re-election in August and must step down. Back in this country, a federal appeals court today upheld President Trump's decision to strip protections that let half a million immigrants stay in the U.S. They were admitted on humanitarian grounds from El Salvador, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Sudan, and some have been here for decades. The case could wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Authorities across the Los Angeles area are searching for the gunman who fired into a squad car and wounded two sheriff's deputies on Saturday. It also sparked an anti-police protest outside the hospital where the deputies are being treated. They are expected to recover. Software developer Oracle has won the competition for TikTok's U.S. operations. The video sharing app's Chinese owner announced the proposed partnership today, but did not call it a sale. President Trump says that TikTok's U.S. operations must be sold or shut down to prevent data being passed to China. And on Wall Street, the Oracle-TikTok agreement and other major corporate deals fueled a new rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 327 points to close at 27,993. The Nasdaq rose 203 points, and the S&P 500 added 42. Still to come on the NewsHour, on the ground in Oregon as wildfires ravage the West. How the pandemic makes a dire situation worse in Syria. Our Politics Monday team breaks down the latest in the race for the White House and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.